we will call the meeting of the Lone Mountain Citizens Advisory Council to order. And at this time, if Stacy, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Sure.
Everyone stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I will take a roll call of the board.
Stacy Lindberg.
Sharon Stover.
Teresa Krolak Owens.
Abby Wishenberg.
And if the county staff would introduce themselves, please.
Al Laird with Comprehensive Planning.
All right.
Sue Baker with Commissioner Larry Brown's office.
Okay, so we're all oriented now. The this section is public comment, and this period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You'll be afforded to speak on the individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board or Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. All comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If you're going to comment, we ask that you would step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name, please, for the record. And so now we'll move on to approval of the December 12, 2017 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the December 12, 2017 minutes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. And approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for January 9, 2018.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Sue, do you have any updates from Commissioner Brown's office?
I have three updates. The first is all the maps that we referenced are out on the hall, in the wall, on the wall. That's going to be our dedicated map wall for designation. So I just want to let you know that currently there's the land use plan designations. There's the area that is interlocal with the city of Las Vegas for the annexation agreement. And there's the horse trail dedication pass. And I will also be getting the land that's designated right now in BLM. And so I just want you to know that that's where we've got that moved to, and we've got brand new maps all up on the wall there. The second is, if anybody asks you guys as a board or for the community to know, the city of Las Vegas has just initiated a very huge annexation of over 800 acres of unincorporated Clark County property. Its majority of it is established 25, 30 year subdivisions. Majority of them are in Commissioner Brown's district, but they're all south of Cheyenne. And they're in different pockets. They also address Commissioner June Kiliani and Commissioner Weekly's district. And so if anybody hears about the annexation, I guess the thing you can tell them is that the Northwest R&P area is covered through the interlocal. But beyond that.
And why did it get annexed, Sue?
You know, these are, many of them are, like I said, established 20, 25-year subdivisions. Curtis Park Manor by Lake Mead and Michael Way,
right.
Decatur, east, west of Decatur. Half-acre homes, wells and septic. Actually, they were converted from wells to municipal water maybe 10 years ago. So that's the MO. And so what it is they're contiguous. They're outside the annexable agreement. And so the only thing we can guess is additional property taxes to the city, which would be huge. When you take a look at it, it's 1,500 and some parcels.
Wow.
It's so wrong for the property owners, yeah. Because those property owners didn't ask to be put into the city, didn't ask for those increased taxes, didn't ask for those increased, you know, so it's really almost a due process issue.
It's sort of unfair. The state statute allows them to do that. And so one of the things we're encouraging residents to do is contact your state legislatures to say, put the burden on the city. So instead of 51%, and it's not of the numbers of parcels, it's 51% of the taxable value and acreage has to protest. And so these poor residents are trying to talk to people across, you know, on the east side and the west side, because it's all in one annexation right now.
Oh.
So we actually met Saturday. They're trying to organize so that they can go door to door in all these subdivisions and try to get the majority to protest. And then the city can't take an